Guys and girls, hope you're having an awesome time. I just wish happiness and good health in these tough times for the loved ones of yours and you as well. Now, coming to this episode, today's episode is consisting of a small little conversation which I have chopped out of an entire 1 hour and almost like 10-15 minutes of call which I had, a Zoom call which I had yesterday with two of the guys from the cryptocurrency world. Especially, they are not into crypto trading. They are into the decentralized finance world, DeFi, right? In which there are 8 different categories which people don't know: lending, borrowing, staking, and so many other things. Insurance, which I have talked about in one of the episodes earlier. So make sure you check out that decentralized finance and categories, 8 different categories, so that you'll get a little bit more idea. So I was just having a word and they were discussing some projects with me, and a lot of things happened, out of which 3 a minute conversation is something which I'm sharing in this episode. Can't share the entire talk because it's a little bit private information as well. This would teach you that how you should be thinking when it comes to this blockchain world, when it comes to this decentralized finance world. This is a complete different view which I'm discussing for the first ever time. And this will also give you an idea that what I do when I see Gary Vee executing new things, when he gives some blueprint. I just don't watch him. I watch and execute on a few things which he might be doing, and then what I can do with respect to my Indian audience and Indian context. So make sure you understand this episode carefully. And once again, now I would start saying it's always better to have 1 Ethereum in your MetaMask. With that being said, let's dive into this episode right after this intro. Hi, my name is Digital Prateek and you are listening to the Blockchain and Cryptocurrency Podcast, which simplifies the complex world of blockchain and cryptocurrency. So my end goal, to sum up, my end goal is not to end this game for sure, because this is Web 3.0. You cannot end the Web 2.0. You know, when somebody started with blogging, you cannot ask somebody that, what is your end game with blogging? People will have answers.
No, end game as in like, what's your goal? Like basically, yeah, what's your goal? Like with what do you want to achieve basically?
To build businesses. I'm a businessman. To build businesses and empower people.
Awesome.
So when I say business, it is not to make money out of that business in the sense, just like, see, Gary Vee could have easily converted something into his artwork or collectible and things like that. But he came up with his NFT project, which is based on access. So I do have a community, which I am trying to groom with respect to some access. I have thousands of subscribers. I have followers. I have premium members as well who buy my products.
Yep.
So everything I'm trying to, like, today only there are 100 t-shirts which just came, like with this Jor Vichar hashtag, which is one of my brand projects. So this Jor Vichar, this, there are a lot of other things like this booklet and all. I might just give it away for free, probably some other way. But let's say I might just give this entire collectible of Gary Vee to somebody. So I am playing with. So yeah, so, now I got your question. End game is NFTs, access, and things like that. Not to have some painting and then sell it for an NFT. If you are going for this DAO, and if you are thinking I should do something with respect to community social token. So let me just give you an idea that if I do an yearly Zoom call, which is weekly Zoom call like this with all the token holders, and those exclusive tokens would be just, let's say 1,000 tokens only.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Or maybe we can start with 100 tokens. Right now, if we are thinking of any community thing, so what I can do is maybe weekly call session, monthly char hue. So 52 calls, we can do something like that. So that would be like a token 50, 5-2, something like that. You know, DP5-2, DP5-2, that's it. So that kind of token we can come up with, and usko, we can develop like a community. We can launch a project based on that with respect to community driven. Because वहाँ पर we can give that ownership to my community that हाँ तुम बोलो उसके हिसाब से अपन वो session लेंगे अगला you know
correct no right? Totally makes sense
guys quickly I'll have to jump off because I have to go on next call but thank
no
you
worries.
So much guys all right
yeah, thanks thanks
sure.
Lord,
we'll connect soon bye bye bye. That's the end of this episode. It really means the world to me. You have stuck till the end of this episode. Thank you, thank you, thank you so very much. Just one little request. If you can just subscribe on Apple Podcast if you're using iPhone, or follow me on Spotify if you're using Spotify to listen to this episode, or any other platform, make sure you also share it with your friends. Take a screenshot of this episode and share it on your Instagram story. I'll give you a free shout out to as many as possible, and I'll see you on the next episode. With that being said, this is your host and dost, the Digital Prateek, signing off. Stay awesome and keep smiling.